This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, filling in for Jesse Kelly today. The Supreme Court just told President Trump this morning, you don't get to fight China without asking Congress first. Well, isn't that interesting? Today, the biggest economic fight in America isn't in happening in Beijing. It's not happening in Iran, although things are heating up. It's happening between the branches of our own government, my friends. This morning, the Supreme Court dropped a 6-3 decision striking down President Trump's sweeping global tariffs, the centerpiece of his America First agenda, tariffs that have been a central pillar in his strategy since returning to office. This is a disaster. And once again, we have Republicans, or should I say, conservative justices lining up with the lunatic left on the court. I mean, I'm sorry. Justice Jackson, Ketanji Jackson, Brown, whatever, the Penguin, Sotomayor. We've got three justices that line up with them, and then we get Justice Roberts giving us his asinine opinion. We'll get to that in a moment. But let's be very clear about what this means. For the last year, President Trump, the Trump administration, has been using tariffs not just as tax policy, but as leverage. Leverage against China's intellectual property theft. Leverage against Mexico's role in the fentanyl pipeline. Leverage against trade imbalances that have hollowed out American manufacturing from Detroit to towns all across this country that used to make things. And now? Just import them. And the court said, Mr. President, you don't have that authority unless Congress gives it to you. Now, of course, this was an argument. I'm talking to some of my constitutional experts. They said that the President Trump doing this was shaky in the first place because it wasn't clear. And it's even more dangerous because we didn't have Congress, both houses of Congress, Republicans, and in the Senate and in the House that were standing with us. So this was risky. But the president said, this is what I'm going to do. You guys get your act together. We've been very nervous about this ruling. And we have good reason to be. I mean, we can look at history. It doesn't make a difference that we have more conservatives on the court than lunatic liberals. It doesn't matter. This is how it always seems to go. Oh, if you give us a House, we could do something. We gave them the House. Oh, if you give us the Senate, we could do something. You know, we gave them the Senate. Oh, we can't do anything unless we have the executive branch. We gave them the executive branch, but you know what? They didn't like who we gave them. They didn't like Trump. And I have to believe that the same type of dynamic is going on in the court, in the Supreme Court. Oh, I could just say the courts, period. Every time President Trump puts something up, what happens? Some activist judge steps in and shuts it down. Has John Roberts done anything about that? No. Ominous. Ominous. Chief Justice Roberts wrote that the framers of the Constitution gave the power of taxation to Congress, not the executive branch. And that even under emergency powers law, there's no clear authorization for a president to impose broad global tariffs. Oh, this is rich coming from Justice Roberts. the framers gave the power of taxation to Congress. More on that. When I heard that, I was like, wait a minute. That sounds familiar. But here's something. Here's where it really gets interesting. Justice Thomas, Justice Alito, and Justice Kavanaugh dissented, saying that these tariffs were clearly lawful based on text, history, and precedent. Wow. So the three conservative justices are like, Robertson, you lunatic lefties. No, Coney Barrett. No. You guys got this wrong. No, Gorsuch. This isn't just a policy disagreement, my friends. This is a constitutional street fight over who gets to respond when America's getting economically bullied on the world stage. And President Trump, he is already pivoting, announcing that he's going to impose a 10% global tariff under a separate law that allows it up to 150 days. So, by no means is this fight over. Not even close. But what this ruling does do is slow down the most aggressive economic counterpunch the United States has thrown at foreign competitors in decades. And that is crazy disappointing. And for an administration trying to bring supply chains home and rebuild domestic industry, this is not just a legal setback. In my mind, this is a strategic one. What are you talking about, James T. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly? Here's what I'm saying. It struck me immediately. The thing that struck me about this tariff ruling is that it feels like Chief Justice John Roberts is either playing both sides of the constitutional fence or he's playing with the law itself. Why do you say that, James T. Harris? Well, this is the same jurist who back in 2012 took a legislative penalty that Congress insisted was not a tax and reimagined it as one in order to save Obamacare. Do you remember this? Do you remember how excited we were? Do you remember how we had gathered around the TV set to see what the black robes were going to say about Obamacare because we knew that it was unconstitutional? The government cannot force you to buy a product. They can't do it. That's unconstitutional. So we knew. I mean, this was a slam dunk. The Democrats had overreached. We were shocked. Shocked. I remember looking at the constitutional experts, with their mouths wide open saying, wait, what just happened here? You had a legislative penalty that Congress insisted was not a tax. This is not a tax, and they reimagined it. They reimagined it as if it were a tax in order to save Obamacare. They didn't send it back, say, make this a tax, and then, it will be constitutional. They didn't do that. They just said, if you were to say that this was a tax, this could possibly work. That was flexibility in the name of judicial restraint. But now, when it comes to trade authority tied to an America First economic agenda, suddenly the court can't stretch statutory language, not even a little bit. They can't infer delegation, they can't reinterpret ambiguity to preserve the policy. Wow. Now, in my mind, this raises a serious question. is this about constitutional consistency? Or is this constitutional convenience? Are we being jerked around again by John Roberts? Oh, he's famous for this, right? He'll parse things up and he'll just like give split the baby in half. But not this time. This time he told President Trump, you could take your America First policy and you could stick it where the sun doesn't shine. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into this. I'm going to remind you of Justice Roberts' ruling. Both times, Obamacare, and now it's egregious. Who is his master? It's not the Constitution. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. You can hear my show at Conservative Circus, 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson, or on the free iHeartRadio app. You know, I have this thing called the Clarity Report. That's when we look at what's happening in our culture, what's happening in our society, and I kind of just sort of like a filter it through a biblical perspective. The latest Clarity Report is on this ruling, the Roberts Rule, save entitlements or scrutinize sovereignty. If you go to jamestharris.com, you'll see it up there, the Clarity Report. Go ahead, click that, and then sign up for the free newsletter, which is the Clarity Report. You'll get it a couple times a week. From Obamacare to tariffs, has Chief Justice John Roberts changed his constitutional philosophy or just the outcome? As I said in the first segment, back in 2012, the fate of the Affordable Care Act hung by a thread in the case of the National Federation of Independent Business versus Sebelius. Congress passed the individual mandate under the Commerce Clause, claiming it could regulate Americans by requiring them to buy health insurance. That is unconstitutional. And you know what? Chief Justice Roberts said no. Yeah, that's unconstitutional. But he ruled that Congress could not compel commerce by regulating inactivity. That should have been the end of it right there, but it wasn't, because Robert then pivoted. He argued that while the mandate failed under the Commerce Clause, the financial penalty for not complying could be interpreted as a tax, even though Congress called it a penalty. And the Obama administration publicly insisted that it was not a tax. So in other words, if the law can be reasonably interpreted in a way that makes it constitutional, the court has a duty to do so. That's what Robert said. That's what Robert was saying back then. That's judicial restraint through reinterpretation. And it ended up saving Obamacare. Now, fast forward to today, the ruling on tariffs. Now Robert appeals to be taking a much stricter view of federal authority. Instead of asking, can we interpret this in a way that preserves the policy? The court is now asking, did Congress explicitly delegate this power, yes or no? And if the answer is unclear, the policy fails. Oh, John, no reinterpretation? Johnny, no constitutional rescue mission? Justice Roberts, no creative reframing of statutory language, sir? Just a strict reading of what Congress authorized. Now, this is a bunch of bullshiggity. In 2012, a penalty was interpreted as a tax. statutory ambiguity was resolved in favor of federal power. The court bent toward preserving a domestic entitlement program. But now, in 2026, under Trump, delegated authority is being read very, very narrowly. Statutory ambiguity is resolved against executive trade power. The court bends towards limiting America First economic policy. Same Chief Justice, different interpretive instinct. This is absurd. When ambiguity protected a progressive healthcare regime, flexibility was constitutional virtue. When ambiguity might protect a nationalist trade agenda, rigidity becomes constitutional discipline. That's not jurisprudence. That's outcome-sensitive restraint. And I'm telling you, the Constitution was not designed to expand or contract based on the policy preferences of the age, but to constrain power regardless of ideology. If laws must be saved by creative interpretation, they were never lawfully grounded, you know, to begin with. Hello? If executive authority must be strictly enumerated today, one has to ask why statutory clarity mattered less when the stakes were domestic, but matters more when the stakes are global. Is the constitutional interpretation about preserving the system or preserving preferred outcomes within it? Oh, I'm telling you. See, I'm not even a constitutional expert. But when they announced this decision, I was like, wait a minute. This is different from Obamacare. Then I called up a couple of my constitutional friends, experts. I'm like, hey, am I right on this? They're like, yes. What we're watching is, well, I think it's sabotage. I'm just going to be honest with you. And I never did like Justice Roberts. I didn't like him. Never. I could put on my tinfoil hat. I could do that, but I won't do that right now. First, we have to hear from Justice Thomas and the president coming up next on The Jesse Kelly Show.
This is The Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show can be heard on 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson, the conservative circuits. If you want to follow me on social media, just go to JamesTHarris.com. It's all right there, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and also the Clarity Report, where today we're talking about. We're looking at clarity here with the Supreme Court decision. The Supreme Court has ruled that President Trump cannot use tariffs. He can't use tariffs to stop wars. He can't use tariffs in taxes. He can't use tariffs as leverage. And some folks out there are saying, you know what? I could see how the Supreme Court, you know, why they would think this. I was talking to Chris. That is Jesse Kelly's producer. And he told me, I mean, constitutionally, yes, it is the Congress that is supposed to have this taxing authority. But, you know, it gets kind of, not want to say convoluted. There are gray areas here. And right or wrong, you have the president of the United States who used those gray areas to put his agenda together. And what's crazy about this is that you have three conservatives on the court dissenting, saying that no, this man, Trump is not wrong. Trump is, he's following the law. The dissent is calling out the major decision, the majority decision, which was, let me see, Gorsuch, Amy Coney Barrett, Justice Roberts joining the three liberals. And, you know, you have Trump derangement syndrome on the Supreme Court. Can we agree with that? Can we agree to that? Yes. You have three conservative justices joining with the Trump derangement syndrome crowd. This is bad. And you can really tell how bad it is just by reading some of Clarence Thomas's dissent. He dropped a constitutional nuke on the anti-tariff crowd. It's always fascinating to watch folks who spent the last 8 years screaming that Donald Trump was an authoritarian suddenly run to the courts demanding that the president not use powers that Congress gave to him. In this major tariff case today, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas stepped into his dissent and basically said, "What are you people even talking about?" Justice Thomas wrote, and I want you to hear this, quote, "Neither the statutory text nor the Constitution provide a basis for ruling against the president." In other words, this isn't even close. Congress authorized the president to regulate importation. Now, that phrase, regulate importation, isn't vague. It's not theoretical. It's not symbolic. Historically and legally, it has always meant the ability to impose duties on imports, tariffs, taxes on foreign goods, economic leverage. And then Justice Thomas went even further. He reminded the court, and frankly, he reminded the country, that this exact authority was used by President Nixon and upheld under the same statutory language. Justice Thomas brought receipts. So this isn't Trump inventing new power. This is Trump using old power that Congress gave the presidency. And that the Supreme Court itself has blessed repeatedly since the founding. And you know what? Here's the part that the activist class really, really hates. Justice Thomas writes that because the Constitution assigns many powers to Congress that don't even implicate the non-delegation doctrine, Congress may and has delegated those powers to the president repeatedly with the court's blessing. So what does that mean? What does that mean? It means the president of the United States has lawful authority to economically defend this country. It means the president of the United States has lawful authority to level the playing field. It means the president of the United States has the lawful authority to stop subsidizing foreign labor with American decline. And if you want to have an honest debate about tariffs, fine. But let's stop pretending that using them is unconstitutional when history, statute, and now Justice Clarence Thomas all say it absolutely is not. I am very upset today. Can you tell? Hey, Chris, that's Jesse Kelly's producer. Can you tell that I am very upset? He said, I am amped up. And I'm amped up because once again, here we are. I mean, here we are. We're rolling. We're rolling like we have never been rolling before. I don't, maybe the closest we've ever been rolling like this is President Reagan, who ushered in a 16-year economic boom. And then once Clinton started running for office, turned around talking about this is the worst economy in 50 years. And that's when James Carville came up with, this the economy, stupid. And then stupid people went with it. People watching their nightly news. I'm amped up because people refuse to see what's happening. Gas prices going down. People, yeah, we do have some turbulence, you know, in the economy right now, but is it headed in the right direction or the wrong direction? Because we forget it was headed in the wrong direction under the Biden administration, who brought us the highest, fastest inflation increase in American history. And then wouldn't call it inflation. President Trump told you exactly what he was going to do. Wait a minute. President Trump has been talking about tariffs for the last 30 years. He was talking about tariffs when he was on the Oprah Winfrey show back when she was really fat in the 80s. Have you seen Oprah lately? She's lost that weight. She said she had a fat gene. She was on The View. She said she had a fat gene. And, you know, with the right drugs and stuff, that's why she was able to turn a corner. I know that because, see, my mom is visiting with me. My mom is 97 years old. She can watch whatever she wants to watch. She watches The View, and she watches David Muir, and she watches MSNBC. Y'all pray for me. Pray for me. But because of that, I get to see what the other side is being fed constantly, constantly. They don't know about how the economy is turning around. They don't know about the billions of dollars that the tariffs have brought in. They don't know that President Trump used the tariffs to do what, to stop four wars. They don't know that. They don't know that President Obama deported more people than the Obama administration or than the Trump administration. They don't know any of that. That's why President Trump started to tell some of the truth today during a press conference. We will get to that coming up next. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard on 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson. Of course, you can catch it on the free iHeartRadio app, 6 till 10 every Monday through Friday. For follow me on social media. You can go to JamesTHarris.com. There you will see all of my socials and the Clarity Report, in which we spend some time talking about the events of the day. What were the events of the day? Well, the Supreme Court just shut down President Trump's brilliant America First economic policies. How did they do that? They said that he does not have the right to issue these tariffs. And my bugaboo is that instead of being flexible like they were under Obama with the hideous Obamacare that is draining, just bankrupting the country, they showed no flexibility whatsoever with President Trump and the tariffs. Paid no attention to the wealth that it is bringing back to the country. Gave us a very narrow interpretation. Only Congress can usher these things. Okay. And John Roberts, Chief Justice John Roberts, of course, gave his decision. I don't like him. I don't like his decision. I don't like the way he thinks. We don't get clarity with Justice Roberts. We don't get clarity. We get more confusion and we get angst. Because people are reading the Constitution. Well, you don't know Obamacare is unconstitutional. They can't. Well, it would be unconstitutional if they were to call it this. But if you called it that, and then it doesn't go back to Congress, and do they reshape it so to call it that? No. They just said if you and then run with it. Come on, man. Come on, y'all. Come on. President Trump addressed the nation today. He came out after the got the news about the Supreme Court decision, and this is what he had to say. He had to say, I'm tired of these people. No, he didn't. We got kind of close.
The Supreme Court's ruling on tariffs is deeply disappointing, and I'm ashamed of certain members of the court.
Me too.
Absolutely ashamed.
Me too.
For not having the courage to do what's right for our country. I'd like to thank and congratulate Justices Thomas, Alito, and Kavanaugh for their strength and wisdom and love of our country, which is right now very proud of those justices.
No, I know I am.
When
you know, I always hear all the time about how brilliant Ketanji Jackson Brown or whatever. And she's a box, dumb as a box of rocks. Wait a minute. She's as dumb as AOC. We got a chance to see how ignorant AOC is this week, didn't we? She went all the way over to Germany to show the world how stupid the Democrat Party is. Am I being too harsh? Chris, am I being too harsh? Chris is Jesse Kelly's producer. Am I being too harsh? He said, no, he doesn't think so. I'm wound up. Yes, sir. Yes, we would like to thank the conservative justices on the court who are looking at rule of law instead of trying to hamper President Trump's policy.
Read the dissenting opinions. There's no way that anyone can argue against them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
Mm-mm.
Foreign countries that have been ripping us off for years are ecstatic. They're so happy. And they're dancing in the streets, but they won't be dancing for long, that I can assure you.
Oh, come on now.
The Democrats on the court are thrilled. But they will automatically vote no. They're an automatic no, just like in Congress. They're an automatic no. They're against anything that makes America strong, healthy, and great again. They also are a, frankly, disgrace to our nation, those justices. They're an automatic no, no matter how good a case you have. It's a no.
He's right. They are a disgrace. The Democrats are a disgrace to this country. I'll say it again. Our biggest enemy isn't in China. Our biggest enemy isn't in Iran. Our biggest enemy is in our own country. It's the Democrats and the Republicans that side with them. Yeah, I said it. I hate this. It's the same thing over and over and over and over again. It's the same thing in Congress. You know what? We could have avoided all of this tariff mess if the Republicans would get off of their dead assets and do their job. Oh, we can't do that. We have to uphold to the traditions of the Senate. We can't break the filibuster. Would it be unconstitutional? No, it's tradition. Reminding me of the Pharisees. The traditions of men over the word of God. Now, in this case, you know, it's not the word of God. It's just the Constitution. The Constitution is the supreme law. So what about your traditions? What if your traditions are getting in the way of an America First policy? What if you're allowing Democrats to punk you like Boo Boo the Fool? And that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. The Democrats have told you the moment they get into office, they're going to do away with the filibuster. They're going to stack the court. They're going to stack the court. Then what you going to do, John Roberts? Ooh, I almost said something. What you going to do then? We can't break our traditions. Well, can you at least make the Democrats stand up and speak? You know, if you're going to have a filibuster, maybe they should, you know, get one of them bags, and, you know, so they can just pee while they're standing up and stuff and then just talk until, you know, to get their point across. Can you make them do that instead of saying, we have a filibuster, then going off and can you? Because that was the tradition. The tradition of when you have a filibuster, you will stand up and talk. I saw Mr. Smith goes to Washington. What are we going to do now? I mean, what's next? I mean, who was it? Well, was it Kavanaugh. Well, it was Kavanaugh that was up there talking about, you know, this is going to be a real mess to have to pay all this money back. Oh, pay, what? We got to give the billions back? Did you discuss how that's going to happen, Supreme Court? Boy, if I was President Trump right now, I would channel my inner President Andrew Jackson, say, what you going to do, Court? What you going to do? Come get this money. I dare you. I double dog dare you. You're walking over, but you're limping back. You're walking over, but you're limping back. Come get it. Come get it. I double dog dare you. We got American citizen. I'm still waiting for my tech, my check from Doge. Okay? I'm still waiting for my tax cuts. I'm still, breathe. Hey, Christian, you have any Luther Vandross in there? Usually that's what calms me down, Luther Vandross. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.